Okay, this week's parasha is parasha's Vayigash. Vayigash is probably one of the most emotionally packed parashios in the Torah, where finally Yosef reveals himself to his brothers and says, "I am Yosef." That's emotion number one. And then Rabosai, we have later on in the parasha the meeting up of Yaakov with his son Yosef after 22 years, unbelievable emotions. There's a lot to discuss in the parasha, a lot of ideas and themes. Be'ez Hashem over Shabbos, we'll discuss a different theme over Shabbos, but I want to share with you one idea right now that I think is incredibly valuable for us to incorporate in our lives, one that we learned from Yosef HaTzadik in this week's parasha. The moment finally comes, and Yosef just can't hold back anymore. The Torah says, "V'lo yachol Yosef l'hisapik." He can't contain himself. He has to reveal himself. He has to tell his brothers who he is. Yudah makes his big pitch. You know, how can I go back to my father without Binyamin? And he's overcome with emotion. And he finally says, okay, the time has come. This is the beginning of Perek Mem Hei. Torah says he can't. V'lo yachol Yosef l'hisapik. You would think the reason why he can't be mitapek is because, after all, you know, he has to reveal himself. But it says in the pasuk next three words, "L'chol hanitzavim alav," because people were there. Who was there? The Egyptians. Yosef's the man. He's the viceroy in the tribe. He didn't hang out alone. He had a whole palace of people. Says Rashi, an amazing thing. You know what Yosef couldn't handle anymore? Yosef couldn't handle the fact that the Egyptians would be there when he revealed himself to his brothers. You know why? Because they would be embarrassed. Yosef couldn't handle his brothers being embarrassed when they found out in front of Yosef, in front of him, that actually he was Yosef. And they had sold that in Mitzrayim. Rabosai, this is unbelievable. If you think about this for 1 second, you can fall off your chair. I'm not suggesting that you do that, but you can fall off your chair. Yosef was sold by his brothers. They sold him, like the expression goes, under the bus. They abandoned him. They sold him to Arabs on the way down to who knows where they were going. Yosef had every right in the world to sock it to them and to give it to them and give them mussar and more mussar and say, "How could you?" And if the Egyptians are there when he tells them they deserve it, I can make a strong case that the brothers deserved it. After all, Yosef was treated terribly by his brothers. And yet, what's bothering Yosef? What's on his mind right now? One thing: my brother's embarrassment. I want them to be embarrassed. And I think it stops there. It doesn't stop there. If you look throughout the parasha carefully, you see that there are many, many things Yosef does to avoid his brothers being embarrassed and to avoid them coming to confrontation. I'll give you one more example. When he sends them away, he says the following three words to them. He says, "Al tirgazu baderech." Don't fight on the way. How would they fight? So Rashi says, you know what Pashup Shad is? Says Rashi, Pashup Shad is, Yosef's worried that when they get back to on the road, going back to Yaakov and Eretz Yisrael, what's going to happen? They'll start fighting him. I told you to save him. I told you to save him. How could you listen to me? Reuven said, Yehuda said, says Yosef, none of that. I don't want fight. I don't want bickering. I don't want there to be more problems in our family. It's enough. Just go peacefully to Yaakov. Go peacefully to Yaakov. Go up to Yaakov, tell him I'm alive, come down to Mitzrayim. I don't want there to be any disharmony. I don't want there to be any disharmony, any lack of harmony in our family. I don't want it to happen. All I want is there to be peace. This is Herculean. This is Herculean. If I was Yosef, I would say, you know what, guys, fight it out of the way. You should never act as many of your brothers. Yell and scream at each other. No. Yosef's interested in one thing: peace and harmony. And not hurting his brothers, and not offending his brothers, and not letting them have a lack of harmony. That's what he cares about. Only that, and nothing else. Unbelievable midos, unbelievable character traits that Yosef HaTzadik displays in this week's parasha. let's take this one step further and apply this to our lives. I'm going to test you right now. My father likes to give this test. If I step on your toe, what do you say?
Ow.
Ow. Ow. Ouch. That's natural. And naturally, when people are offended, so the natural response is, they take it personally. The natural response is, they're offended. The natural response is, they're angry and upset at the person that offends them, or that harms them, or that does something very, very hurtful to them. How can a person work on himself to a point that even though someone harms me, hurts me, disturbs me, I'm not going to be offended. I won't take it to heart. Or, in other words, how did Yosef have the strength to respond this way to his brothers? How did Yosef have the character inside of him to say, you know what, I'm not mad at you? His first words to his brother after his son Yosef is, don't worry. Don't be sad that you sent me here. It's all for the best. Now I'm the viceroy of Mitzrayim. Now I can support our family. Now you can bring the family down to Mitzrayim and we'll be set up in Egypt. Don't worry. Hashem had a good plan over here. How can a person come to that kind of strength of character? And the answer, Rav Ossai, is this point. The answer is, the more a person realizes that everything that happens to him is decreed on high, Hashem is in charge of him. Hashem is in charge of what happens to him. If a person really thinks about that in a really deep, meaningful way, they come to the following conclusion. Why should you be mad at that guy? You know what he was? He was only a shliach of Hashem. Hashem wanted me to experience this. Do I understand why he was the shliach? No. Do I understand why this person was chosen, why the brothers, in this case of Yosef, were chosen to be the conduit, to be Yosef and Shem? Yosef really believed that it was Hashem's master plan that was evolved. And if Hashem is evolved, and Hashem is pulling the strings, and Hashem is the architect of what goes on to me in my life, why should I be mad? Why should I get mad at the guy? Someone hits me on the street. You ever see road rage in your life? I've seen it before. It's not pretty. Road rage. You ever see someone cut someone else off? And then someone else like, you know, tailgate them and get on their tail? Because they think, you know, why is he doing this to me? Yeah, he did cut you off. But you know what? Guess what? Hashem wanted it to happen. Why? For whatever reason for you. Maybe to test you. Maybe to help you work on your patience. This morning, true story. We were driving into yeshiva. We had a cab driver driving us into yeshiva this morning. A very nice guy. But he woke up on the wrong side of the bed this morning. I actually asked him in the middle of the ride in Hebrew. I said, on which side of the bed did you wake up this morning? And he started to laugh. Why? Because we were driving the side road, the back road to Yerushalayim. And there was a truck on the road who officially wasn't supposed to be there. Because there are certain hours that those trucks are not supposed to go on those roads in case ambulances have to go to only a one-lane road. So they want to keep it only for cars in case ambulance have to go by. And this guy felt that this guy was not allowed to be on the road. Debatable, but that's what he thought. Anyway, make a long story short, he starts honking, depending on where you're from, at the guy on the road. And then he finally gets to a place in the road where there's double, you know, there's dotted lines, there's a lot of passing. So he starts to pass him, and he passes the guy in front of him also, and the guy starts to honk him. And starts yelling at the guy, what, I'm going to wait here all day until you let me pass you. If I wait for you to pass, I'll be here until tomorrow. He's getting all angry, getting all upset. I don't blame him, he woke up with the wrong side of the bed. But you know what? Hashem put that test for him in this world. And you know what? If he would live that way, I'm going to get mad at the car in front of me. It's not worth it. It's not worth it. It's not even him. You get mad at Hashem for giving me that test? No. I'm going to realize that it's an opportunity for growth. It's an opportunity for me to get better. It's an opportunity to be stronger. I'm not mad at a person. Yosef wasn't mad at his brother. The Rosa, you know why? Because Yosef lived for the past 22 years not with anything else except with Hashem. If you look at the parasha, you see it over and over and over again. He comes to Paro. He's in prison for 12 years. Paro says, I hear you're the man. I hear you're the guy to interpret dreams. What does Paro say? What does Yosef say to Paro? Not me. It's God. What do you mean? Here's your chance. You're the president. You're in the prime minister's house. You're in the president's house. You can get whatever you want. It's not me. It's God. Why do you say that? The answer is, because he believed it. Because it was real. He was living with Hashem. When a person lives with Hashem, his life is peaceful. He doesn't get angry at people for doing harm to him, because he realizes it's not them that do the harm for me. It's Hashem. Hashem has messengers he sends. Rabosai, I give us all a bracha. It's a very, very important bracha. It's a bracha that I hope we carry with us the rest of our lives. The bracha is that we should live with Hashem. We should live with Hashem. And when a person lives with Hashem, then their life is so much more peaceful. They realize whatever happens to them happens for a reason. They're not mad at people around them. People around them act harmoniously with them, live harmoniously with them, because they realize it's not him. It's Hashem. We should be zochet to follow in Yosef's footsteps. Live with Hashem. Live peacefully, harmoniously with everybody around us, and be privileged to sanctify Hashem's name in the world as Yosef did. Have a wonderful, wonderful Shabbos. I look forward to spending Shabbos together with you here on the Shiva.